Per Yerushalmi corresponding to Zvachim Bavli, Daf Yud Dalet. We begin in Per Yerushalmi, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, on the second line, V'iftabai. V'iftabai nishmeinim in ador, ki sivsa kamecha ma'at shmamina. Some learn the obligation of giving pear for trees from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Chof Dalet, Pasuk Chof Aleph. When you pick the grapes of your vineyard, lo yisolel acharecha, you should not glean after you. It should be left for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. What's the understanding of lo yisolel acharecha? Rabbi Yonah says, don't be particular to take all of it, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis, V'olel Lamai, means, and be exacting with them as you have been exacting with me for my transgressions. How's the obligation of pear in olives learned from the Pasuk in Dvarim in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Chof? When you beat your olive tree, lo yisafaro acharecha, you shall not remove the splendor behind you. And Rabbi Yonah lo yisakifu pa'asrei shechem. Rabbi Yonah says, don't remove the splendor and pear from it, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Yotef Pasuk Chof Zayin, and you shall not remove the splendor, meaning literally round off the corner of your head. Uma zayis fakerem yuchadim shelikitosam ka'achas machnisam lekiyum v'chayovim bepeir. As kodav shelikitosam ka'achas machnisam lekiyum chayovim bepeir. Learn from an olive tree and a vineyard that just as they are special in that they're harvested together and they're collected into storage and they are obligated in peir. So to anything that's harvested together and collected into storage. Ima zayis fakerem miyuchadim shen chayovim bebikurim b'chayovim bepeir. As kol davar shechayovim bebikurim chayovim bepeir. And the question is, perhaps say that just as an olive tree and a vineyard are special and that they are obligated in bikurim, which are the first fruits that are taken to the Beis HaMikdash, and are obligated in peir, so too only things that are obligated in bikurim should be obligated in peir. Talmud lema ketzircha avilu ketzir oyrez v'afilu ketzir doichen. The Pasuk says in Dvarim in Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Yutes, your harvest, and this includes even harvested rice and harvested millet. Yom Zayis al Yom Kerem. The question is, let the Torah say olive, but not vineyard, and learn vineyard from olive. She'ilu ne'ma Zayis lo ne'ma Kerem, ha'isi oyme Zayis shupata min haperet chayev bepeya, Kerem shuchayev bepeyret lo ye chayev bepeya, ha'vitzarhu shiyoyma Kerem. If the Torah would only have said olive and not vineyard, one might have thought that an olive tree is exempt from the mitzvah of peret, which is leaving for the poor the grapes that fall during harvesting, but is obligated in peyer. But a vineyard that's obligated in peret should not be obligated in peyer, as one is already giving grapes to the poor, and therefore the Torah needs to teach vineyard. Or ilo ne'ma kerem v'lo ne'ma zayis ha'isi oime, kerem shu chay b'peret chay b'peyer, zayis shu'ne chay b'peret eine chay b'peyer, ha'vitzach shu yoima zayis v'sachu shu yoima kerem. And if the Torah only said vineyard and not olive, I would have said that a vineyard that's obligated in peret should be obligated in peyer, but an olive tree that's not obligated in peret should not be obligated in peyer, and therefore the Torah needs to teach olive in addition to vineyard. Yot zai filimid al kol ha'ilanoif peyer, and from olive we learn the obligation of peyer about all trees. Yot zekerem v'ilamid al kol ha'ilanoif peret, k'shem shiyot zai v'ilamid al kol ha'ilanoif peyer, kach yot zekerem v'ilamid al kol ha'ilanoif peret. Question is, why doesn't the vineyard transfer to all other trees the obligation of peret, just as the olive tree did for peir? Amar Avun, the answer is, Avun says, Dovashu shav l'shneim melamed v'dovashenim shavash v'shneim einem melamed. The obligation of peir in trees is learned from both vineyard and olive together through a tzadah shava, but one cannot learn it from only one of them. Adat du bishmol nicha du bishmol dovash kol dovashu bechlal v'yatz l'doin v'dovah chadash ne'er kemina klal v'hoyuka b'chidushoy v'hoch shoyma peir bekerim. The question is, the 11th of Bishmol's 13 principles that he uses to expound the Torah, is there anything that was included in a general case and but was then singled out to be judged as a new case can't be returned to its general statement unless the verse returns it explicitly to its general statement. And here also, vineyard was singled out from the general case of trees to obligate it in peret. So perhaps it has been uprooted from the general case to exempt it from peyer, and that's why it can't be learnt from olive. Adas du rabbonon din an amrin ha'yu bechlal v'ha'yu bechidushoy le'ezer davar ne'ma peyer bekerem. But according to the rabbonon, who say that even when a case was singled out, it's still part of the general statement, why must the obligation of peyer in vineyard be stated? And Ravon answered, Amr Ravon, ilu la yotza el kerem yu'us havik mekshay achshu shiyotza kerem v'zayis ilu ne'ma zayis v'lo ne'ma kerem ha'yisi oim v'zayis shu potter miperet chay bepeyer kerem shu chay bepeyeret yei potter mipeyer. If the Torah would have only singled out vineyard, there would have been a valid question. But since olives are also singled out, if it would only say it about olives and not vineyard, I would have said that olive, which is exempt from peret, is obligated in peyer, but vineyard, which is obligated in peret, might be exempt from peyer. The other way around, if it would say it about vineyards, not an olive, isn't actually discussed. But kamad tamer, gabi ketsir, dor sheli lekitosa ke'achas machis lekiyum, v'chai pepeya, v'ayma af befoyel kein. Now, just as we say about harvest, that something that is harvested together and stored away is obligated in peya, about the right for a laborer to eat while harvesting, the same should be said, that he can only eat from produce that are harvested together and stored away. And Rabbi Yoyin Avina answers, Shni yehi dechsiv, v'katavtam lilois v'yadecha, afilu ben dor she'enu lekiyum. A laborer is different because the Pasuk says in Dram Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Vav, you may pick the ears with your hand, implying even something that's not stored away. Tani Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Roitvei Tamarim Paturim in Apeya, Lefi She'en Roshon, V'Shebehen Memesim La'achoin. The Baiser of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that fat dates are exempt from Peya because the first one does not wait for the last one to ripen, so they're not harvested together. Yosam of Yosef Yehuda, my time is Rabbanon. The question is, if Yosef Yehuda is understandable, what's the reasoning of Rabbanon? Am Rabbi Zeyu, Rabbi Pnei Shekulam, Tzichim, Se'or, Bavas, Achas. Rabbi Zeyu answers, they get crevices at the same time. Rabbi Zeyu ben Chakuli, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Traveyun, Amen, Kulkus, Keyerek, Lamasus, Lishvis, Lepeo, Lebikurim, Ladorim, Tzicha. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Chakuli, and Rabbi Shur ben Levi said that Kulkus, which is a type of root, is considered vegetable for the laws of Maisus, Shvius, Peah, Bikurim. However, it's questionable whether for Nadorim it is considered a vegetable.